This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to www.ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Kara Katsanidis from Robinvale Wines in Robinvale, Australia at the moment. How are you?
Good, thanks very much, Chris. Welcome to Australia.
Cheers. You guys are organic producers. How long have you guys been making wine here?
I'd say we've been going since the mid-70s when we first started making wine. In the mid-80s, we became biodynamic, and then certification came along not too long afterwards, and a lot of experimenting of making preservative-free wines, because in the early days it was perceived that no preservative was allowed in organic or biodynamic products, and hence later certification regulations were adopted in respect of including sulfur dioxide or preservative into making certified organic or biodynamic wine.
What is organic wine? You know, just 10,000 feet view of organic wines.
Organic wine, certified organic wine, is wine that is made from certified organic grapes and under a certified organic processing protocol. Wine made from certified organic grapes is one that is not under a certified processing regulation, which includes a restriction of sulfur or preservative in the wine and some other additives.
In the vineyard, is there any particular practices you have to follow in the vineyard?
Under the regulations, means you're not allowed to use artificial or no weedicides, pesticides, artificial fertilisers and such, but there is a positive list on the national standards which you can use.
So you're allowed to use some things, but obviously the real nasty chemicals are not included, yeah?
There's a lot of restricted inputs on the national standards.
How do you manage that then? If you're not allowed to use insecticides, how do you deal with that?
We use a cover crop system, which is a home for friendly predators for insect control. So generally, we have a good balance in the vineyard, a lot of biological activity, and a good ecosystem for keeping a balance in the insect kingdom.
So I was driving around here on the way in, and there were some vineyards that no planted matter at all. They were just plain dirt. And you look out the back at your place, and you've got all sorts of things growing. Mustard. What's that other growing between the rows?
We grow vetch, clovers, peas, barley.
Do you get to take any home and eat it?
Not normally. It doesn't sort of get to that stage. It's incorporated into what we call our green manure composting system, which develops the humus in the soil, which is what the plants feed off, as opposed to fertilising or nitrogenisation of plants. The plants draw their nutrients from humus, which is what composting is basically about.
We went for a bit of a drive around the vineyard a wee while ago. We had a look at one of your neighbour's vineyards versus yours, and yours was all lush and green and quite vibrant, but your neighbour's was a bit pale. Is that sort of thing you might expect from a typical organic biodynamic vineyard?
Well, generally there's a lot more positives in organic or biodynamic vineyards, including, as you've described, a vibrancy or a biological activity that you don't normally see in a conventional vineyard because of the lack of their ecosystems for the insect kingdom, and they are generally all weedicided and possibly have soil sterilants as well to control the weed component of the vineyard.
You're not worried about weeds growing in your vineyard?
Most of our weeds are friendly, so we get along quite well, but we do have to have a balance in weed management, so we employ generally mechanical methods to control weeds or work with weeds.
And what about the vines themselves? You know, you've got like a lot of vineyards, you talked about insecticides being used in the vineyard, but not necessarily in yours. What about aphids and things like that? Why don't they just take over the vineyard? I know my roses at home get absolutely hammered by aphids.
I think the biological activity that we have in our vineyards creates a healthy plant that's tends to not have an insect problem. I think the insects tend to possibly attack lesser healthier plants or a vineyard system that's out of balance.
Do you get other animals hanging around here as well? You know, if you've got lots of insects and stuff to eat for them.
Commonly in our vineyards, you'll see a lot of birds, but they're not a bird problem. We have occasionally rabbits and other fauna and flora that we think come to our property because it's a healthier environment than a lot of the conventional vineyards that employ a chemical management system.
As an organic producer, you sort of talked a wee bit earlier, there seems to be a difference between organic grapes versus organic wine, and you touched on that the organic wines tend to not have preservatives in them or can't have preservatives in them. You had a lot of problems earlier on. Do you guys try and keep your sulfur levels down, or what's the story with sulfur in your wine?
Organics is primarily about health and environment. When it comes to making wine, we've experimented over the years with making preservative-free wine, which is the highest form of organic wine, and as well as having minimal input into the wine, including finings and additives. So therefore, most of the wines, including our preservatized wines, are vegan and vegetarian friendly. If we do use preservative, we try and work with the minimal preservative level necessary to make the optimum quality of wine.
Your preservative-free wine, you've got no sulfur in the wine. Whenever any oxygen gets to the wine, it'll really start oxidizing it really quick. What sort of compromises does that mean?
Preservative-free wine needs the minimum of handling and exposure to oxygen to inhibit oxidation.
Yeah. Does that mean you can't use oak barrels, for example?
Yes and no. It depends on the technique and it depends on what you're trying to achieve. Because you can use barrels.
What would you use the barrels for?
Well, you could do a barrel ferment, you see, instead of...
Because
we use chips instead.
Yeah.
Because the market has not been ready for preservative-free wine, so...
Yeah, I'm with you.
So hence, it's a matter of trying to make a reasonable quality of wine. We know it's not going to win medals.
Yeah.
And with a minimum of handling, so...
Yeah. And the reason you can use oak barrels, I suppose, is because when you're fermenting, it's reductive, so it sort of sucks the oxygen in anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah, but even in a ferment, you can get aldehydic characters because of other... aspects of winemaking. The actual nitrogen, that's the thing. There's so many variables in the production of preservative-free wine, so you can make faults. So in order to lessen the incidence of any faults, you alleviate using any areas that you could get a fault from, including using barrels. So
the barrels you use, they're not organic, are they? It's not like you get special organic barrels or anything like that.
No, currently we don't believe there's any certified organic barrels on the market, which there could be in future, but because it's, you know, new wood or new material, it's approved for winemaking.
And that sort of comes back to that whole thing about, I suppose, you get organic grapes, but the winemaking process isn't necessarily an organic process, is it? Like in Europe, you're saying there's no rules about organic winemaking.
Organic winemaking standards are still being determined, so, and they're always being reviewed and improved.
Who sets the standards? Do they do them in Australia, or is it?
I think each country has their own certification body. In Australia, we have the BDRI, amongst others, which is a government-accredited certification body.
We talked earlier about labour, though. You're saying that because you've got all this extra stuff in the vineyard with your green manure and all this sort of thing, your labour costs are quite a bit higher, aren't they, than, say, a mechanical-run vineyard?
Yeah, there's very high incidence of labour input into organic vineyards.
Like a lot of vineyards in Australia use drip irrigation, where they drip really miserly onto the water, but you guys had sprayers all over the place. What's the idea behind that?
We use sprinklers throughout the vineyard, undervine sprinklers, to supplement any natural rainfall, and also it helps to condition and optimise the green manure or cover crop.
So you need a lot more water because of the cover crop, really, because that's sucking a lot of water out of the ground, isn't it?
It's mainly in times of drought, but it's generally a dry climate in this area, and getting drier, we think, because of the global warming situation. But
that dryness is quite good because it means, like, you're not going to get so much mould and mildew.
Well, we have the highest incidence of daylight or days of sunshine through the year in our locality, northwestern Victoria. So it's a very good climate to grow organic grapes because it lessens the incidence of diseases. But also we have the advantage of of having good biological activity, which also strengthens the vines and improves their immunity to diseases.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Steve. And we'll let you get away. Cheers.
Cheers.